So this morning, I want to, I think you heard that I've come to visit from the Unitarian Universalist Service Committee. And we work with congregations across the country and with partners around the world who are trying to make the world better, more fair, and more just by living our values of justice and compassion. So we, like this congregation, provide leadership in the world. And I wanted to talk a little bit about leadership and different ways that people can lead this morning. So I was curious, anybody, who are the leaders here at South Church? Who comes to your mind? Just call out the name of a leader or maybe a role of somebody who's a leader. CJ is a leader. We saw CJ introduce himself, and he proclaimed himself to be a leader here. Who else? Jane. Jane is a leader. Worship Associates. Kirsten. What does Kirsten do? Kirsten leads religious exploration, education. Well, I want to tell you somebody else I think is a leader. It's Kathy. Right? I think about Kathy because I have to confess, my very first job in a church was sitting right where Kathy's sitting. Susan. Kathy. Do you think Kathy's a leader? Yes. I do too. She led us in grounding ourselves before the service, and it was a great gift of leadership. Susan, who I just met this morning, also comes to mind as a leader here, and largely because, as I say, my very first job in a church was playing the piano. I wasn't as good as she is at playing the piano, which is why I'm really glad I'm doing other things now. But I think playing the piano and accompanying is a really important kind of leadership. Susan, would you mind coming up? I'd be curious to hear what you think about accompanying as leadership. What does it take to be a good accompanist?
The first thing that comes to my mind is that my job is to make other people feel confident so that I can carry you through whatever, a hymn, a song, a piece of music. So instilling confidence is one thing.
Thank you very much. The reason I wanted to talk about accompanying as a kind of leadership is because that's the way UUSC does our leadership. Accompanying, both literally, sometimes we actually walk beside people when they are doing hard things. Just last month, a colleague of mine went to Honduras and accompanied some activists who were appearing before a judge because they were in some trouble and they needed help being protected, and they needed the judge to know that they weren't alone and that there were human rights defenders who were accompanying them. But we also do this through our partnerships. And so to talk about that for a second, I want to say some of the things that come to my mind. I love what Susan said about helping people feel confident so they can lead and play their part. A couple of things come to my mind. One is rhythm is a really important part of accompanying. And that's keeping a steady beat and making sure we're in sync. And in justice leadership, I think about that as holding on to the principles that we hold most dear and that guide our work. So that's one way, keeping the rhythm. A piano player, when they are accompanying, always does that. Another thing that a piano player does is keeps things moving, keeps the music moving. And then finally, I would say, And I don't know if you can see this or if you've ever noticed this, but accompaniment actually helps us see and hear the music better. And so I think about a soloist who's playing, say, a cello piece. And when the piano accompaniment carries through to the next section, you hear that entrance of the cello even better. And all of these three things, keeping a steady beat, holding to our principles, keeping the work moving forward, and also helping shine a light so that music can be heard better, That's the kind of work we do, and I'm going to tell you just about two people we work with who are kind of like UUSC soloists and UUSC as the accompanist. So one of them I actually just met this week. Wei Wei Nu is a leader for the rights of people in Burma, which is a long way from here. Burma is a country where Muslim people are being forced to leave their homes. And Wei Wei Nu actually had to leave her home with her family, spent some time in detention, and in that time she decided she was going to be a leader and speak out about the rights of all people, and that people shouldn't be forced to leave their homes just because of their religion. And UUSC partners with her so that her voice can be heard and so that her work can go further in the world. The other person I wanted to share about is Alicia Houston. Alicia is part of one of our partner organizations in Houston, Texas, Westside Recovery, where they had a terrible hurricane and a lot of people had damage to their homes and weren't able to live in their homes. And Alicia's work, her music of justice and compassion, is about helping people who are disadvantaged in some way. She works primarily in a very poor neighborhood where people in their homes weren't able to get help because the government didn't recognize their right to live there, even though they owned their homes. And so at UUSC, we partner with Alicia. We accompany her in her work in helping others get the rights that they deserve. So I think the message of the story is that even when leadership doesn't look traditional, even when, I don't know, let's say there are disruptions in the traditional leadership we might have come to expect, that leadership can be found in many places. And sometimes it's the quiet, supportive leadership that builds confidence and helps the work keep moving that is the most important. And I want to say congratulations to South Church.